This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This government shutdown is past the month marker and continues to roll deeper into the calendar. Joining us now to talk about the government shutdown from Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, we've heard basically conflicting stories about the government shutdown. There's different commentaries. We just saw one from Frank Lutz basically saying, I expect the government to reopen next week. He's saying people are hurting, and this is something that is negatively affecting both political parties. No one likes it. They blame the Republicans. They blame the Democrats. They blame politicians in general. So this can't last forever, particularly once people start getting hurt. On the other hand, you have Hakeem Jeffries, who said, these bills are dead upon arrival. We're not voting on anything the Republicans are putting forward. Do you think there's going to be any moment this week where the government may actually come in agreement and they could agree to possibly open some things back up?
Yeah, it looks like there is a possibility that they do that, where they bring, they have some type of agreement on, you know, voting to reopen the government. But then you also have a vote scheduled down the road to vote on these Affordable Care Act tax credits. Now, what's interesting is that yesterday we kind of got this sense from Leader Thune that the goal no longer is to pass the bill that's on the table. Instead, they're going to need a new CR that would pretty much extend government funding until a later date, whether it be December or sometime in January. And why that's interesting is because, you know, number one, it looks like the clock has just run out on this current one, where, you know, you would only have the government open for like 2 weeks at this point, especially if they didn't get it done until the end of the week. So if that were to happen and a new, you know, funding bill is brought up, then you'd have to see the House come back into session in order to reopen the government.
Mm. So now they're saying, okay, dead upon arrival. I thought it was more or less the side of the Obamacare subsidies, some of the requirements that went into Medicare, Medicaid during the Big Beautiful Bill, which is the citizenship side of it, which is the worker requirements. I thought those were the sticking points that a lot of the Democrats said, those are non-starters. Unless we can fix those things, we're not even going to consider extending some of the government credit.
Yeah, I mean, that's still where some of the Democrats do stand. You know, it depends on, you know, what's going to be a good enough deal for them. You know, there are some Democrats who are saying that an offer of reopening the government in exchange for a vote on the ACA tax credits is a fair deal, and they should take that. But there's others who say, no, we need something in writing. We don't trust the Republicans to negotiate with us at a later date on these tax credits. So there's a lot of back and forth going on in different circles. But ultimately, what the Democrats want right now is, yes, those Affordable Care Act tax credits to be extended. But, you know, what's a good enough deal is, I think, where the party's a little diverse in its thoughts right now. And then, you know, Republicans are trying to sway just 8 of them to vote with them. They've gotten 3 so far on just about every single vote. They need 5 more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right. And that was the big plea over the weekend. The plea was, we just need 5 more brave Democrats to join your colleagues like Fetterman in Pennsylvania, who went out and said, OK, Democrats, you have to own this now. You know what I find interesting, too, about the Obamacare subsidies? Now, we're in open enrollment period and people are looking at how much it's going to cost for their policies starting January 1st. Let's say some of these subsidies do come back in or there are some changes. How do they adjust those so quickly? Because I don't know what happens if you've already signed up. Do you just wait as long as you can to sign up during open enrollment and see what the government does?
I mean, it's very confusing. You know, this is something that probably should have been resolved before we got to the government shutdown, right? But, you know, Republicans will say that open enrollment does go until December. And yeah, if they pass these tax credits or make some kind of changes to them, people, even if they sign up for a plan, they'll probably see their premiums go down if they're qualified under the tax credits. But keep in mind, Republicans have also said that if they're going to support any type of extension, most of them believe that there needs to be significant changes to the program for how it is right now. They do not believe that there should be a blanket extension, especially a permanent extension, which is what some Democrats are advocating for. They think it should be either a temporary extension, you know, 1 or 2 years, or they, if you're going to extend it longer term, there need to be significant changes in terms of, you know, income caps or a crackdown on waste, fraud, and abuse. There certainly are some certain sticking points that Republicans have if they're going to go along with the plan, but a blanket extension just isn't going to fly.
So, Ryan Schmelz, you're going to have to remind me, are you based in Washington, D.C. right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the Capitol. I'm in the Capitol right now.
You're in the Capitol right now. I know life is different there, and I know the people there are different because, you know, so much business goes on when it comes to the government. Do you think they're fully aware of how much the rest of the country hates them right now?
I think there is definitely a sense of that. Maybe it hasn't been loud enough. But, you know, I mean, look, a lot of the folks who work for these members of Congress are not getting paid. So they're going through it as much as everyone else is. So, yeah, it's and that was actually brought up after one of the Democrats did a floor speech that lasted 20 hours or so, that somebody got up and pretty much said, you know, hey, your staff's not getting paid after you did all that. That was a waste of time. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of a back and forth like that going on.
Wow. Yeah, the frustration is real. And I know the polling they do, it's bipartisan hate going to both parties as we speak. Does it seem like the people that you run into, is there urgency? Like, does their demeanor change in moments like this? Does anything look different? Like, to you, does anything stand out as out of the ordinary?
I mean, there were some days up here, and there have been some days up here where it feels like we're just going through the motions. I mean, you know, when I talked to some of the reporters on the Hill, even some of the best veterans, you know, there was one who, longtime reporter, pretty much said, "I'm getting really tired of writing the exact same story all over again." And that was kind of how much of a standstill we were at, you know, for a long time. I would say that maybe the moment that actually seemed like we made progress was when the union representing federal workers, the biggest one representing federal workers, came out with a statement calling for the government to reopen. That was one of those moments like, oh, this might actually be something that turns the tide here. And of course, there's all these different deadlines, like the SNAP deadline, the different pay deadlines for federal workers and troops. But yeah, there have definitely been moments here where this just felt like we were at a standstill and there wasn't much progress being made.
Right. Well, I know all the different work you do. It's fun to keep up with what's going on in Washington, but I appreciate your perspective on things. I think you're just a real guy. I feel like you're an honest, real guy. So when you join us in the morning, this is what I know. I'm like, we're going to get what's really going on in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
That's what happens, Ryan, when they send the people who paid their dues in local news to D.C. We don't forget where we came from.
That is right, 100%. I do appreciate that. Have a great day. We'll see you.
Hey, too, buddy. Thank you.
He is the real one. That's Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio. He is a real one. Joining us after the break is Niall Steffens. He's the managing director of the Motax Relief Now. And he wants you to vote no on Prop S. Why is that? Because your property taxes are already too high. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.